I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 918. I work for Josh. If you don't know who you work for, the demands of the world are going to crush you and confuse you. Knowing who we are and what we're to be about and whose we are is more essential now than ever in this culturally chaotic world. There was a brief encounter that I had with a person who was crystal clear about his identity, and that gave him the confidence in the pressure of the moment. Let me tell you a bit of his story. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because we're all about the love of God. God's love for us, but then God's love through us to others. Here we ask the question, if Jesus were living his life through us, what would that look like? Yesterday I told you about the hike, the 12.1 mile hike that Jenny and I took while in Idaho, the 5-hour hike, the 32,905 step hike. It was a doozy. If you missed it yesterday, you might take a listen. I think you'll enjoy the escapade. The main purpose of the trip was not the hike, but to go to a Josh Turner concert in Boise. Jenny and I both like country music, and Josh Turner is one of our favorites, and it was a great concert. We got to hear the tunes that he's made famous, performed live, Long Black Train, Would You Go With Me, Why Don't We Just Dance, Me and God, Hometown Girl, Firecracker, Time Is Love, I Saw the Light, and more. Our seats, however, were in the very last row of the venue on the Boise State University campus, right up against the back wall. But that row was also the only way the tech guy, who was running the lights and the microphones, could access the booth. So before the show started, he would excuse himself back and forth, in and out, in front of us sitting in that row. But as it came time for the opening act to come on stage, they were walking on stage, they were the opening act for Josh Turner, they were here to warm up the crowd, and the tech guy is leaving the booth, and he's walking by me. And I said to him, hey, they're going to need you in a minute. He smiled and said, confidently, I work for Josh. Boom! He knew whom he served. He wasn't going to do the opening act. That was someone else's job. He worked for Josh Turner, and when the opening act was finished, the tech guy was back in the booth, and he was ready to do his job for his boss. And that made me think of what Jesus said in John 10. Jesus said, I tell you for certain, only thieves and robbers climb over the fence instead of going in through the gate to the sheep pen. But the gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd, and he goes in through it. The sheep know their shepherd's voice. He calls each of them by name and leads them out. When he has led out all of his sheep, he walks in front of them. They follow because they know his voice. The sheep will not follow strangers. They don't recognize a stranger's voice, and they run away. You know, podcast family, there are so many voices right now trying to get your attention, trying to get you to obey them, follow them, serve them. But following Jesus means we know his voice. And the noise of the world, as crazy it is, it doesn't scare us. It doesn't entice us. We don't listen to it because we're tuned into the Savior. Here's the great question. If someone were observing your life, whose voice would they think you were listening to? Let's pray this prayer from ibelieve.com. Dear Heavenly Father, it's easy to get caught up in the craziness of daily life and forget about your loving presence. You are here with us. But distractions take our attention away from the Holy Spirit, who offers peace and calm in the midst of the chaos. Lord, in those times when our to-do lists seem a mile long, help us to stay aware of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 919. And in the meantime, I have to admit I was a little nervous for the tech guy at first. There was a lot going on right before the show started. And we had a front row seat to the tech booth, not to the stage. But it was clear that he knew who he was, and he was very comfortable and capable in serving his boss and letting everything else go. As the opening act began, he didn't worry because that wasn't his responsibility. Right now, as I record this podcast, I have a sign on my wall right in front of me that says, "Not my circus, not my monkeys." That's important for all of us. It's important to know who we are and whose we are. Paul called himself a bondservant of Jesus, and so are we, and that's the safest and freest place to be. It's crazy out there right now, Pastor Tim. I know, but I work for Jesus.